In July 1924, famed fighter pilot, race car driver, and automotive designer Eddie Rickenbacker wrote the first story about flying cars in popular science magazine. His headline wrote, "Flying Cars in the Next 20 Years." Since then, readers have waited patiently, for generations. Auto designers since have learned not to make promises. But in the next 2 years, a few functioning, legal flying cars are set to reach the market and enter development. Call it a revolution, call it about time. Just don't call it science fiction, because Eddie's vision might be much closer than we think. It could be the future of automobiles as we know it. It could be the future of flight. It would be easy to mistake Megan and Bill Cashel's sun-filled Marblehead, Massachusetts house for a vacation home. But the Cashels and their two sons, Billy and Tucker, live in the 1940 Colonial all year long.
Before having kids, Bill and I lived in San Diego, and we love that laid-back coastal feeling.
With the help of architect and interior designer Molly Frey, Megan, a stay-at-home mom, and Bill, a finance executive, decorated their home to feel like the kind of place you'd like to escape to for a beach getaway. Suppressing the gunshot of a rifle's discharge is but one aspect to eliminating a sound signature. You still have to contend with the bullet's sonic crack as it travels at supersonic speeds. When an object moves through the air faster than the speed of sound, approximately 1,100 feet per second, a sonic boom occurs, in which sound waves are compressed until a crack is heard, like an F-16 fighter screaming by at Mach 1. In 2007, a little-known creature called a tardigrade became the first animal to survive exposure to space. More commonly known as water bears, these eight-legged, alien-looking invertebrates can survive extreme pressure, radiation, and temperatures, and can go years without food.